And finally tonight, the made-for-TV story of 16 lottery winners in New Jersey. They call themselves Ocean 16, a play on the movie title for the Ocean County employees who hit it big last week, winning one-third of a $448 million Powerball jackpot. The nine women and seven men work in the county's vehicle maintenance department and bought the ticket at the Acme supermarket in Little Egg Harbor Township, just a few miles from where Superstorm Sandy hit last fall. They stepped forward today at a news conference, proudly waving mock checks made out for more than $86 million, the lump sum value of their ticket. Lottery spokeswoman Judith Drucker said each will take home $3.8 million after taxes.
If we were going to have a Hollywood scriptwriter write the story of 16 hardworking people in Ocean County, many of whom had a lot of damage to their homes, we all in Ocean County suffered from that storm, and that one of the winners was the daughter of the man who wrote the lottery law in New Jersey, nobody would buy this story because they would say it's not true. But it is true.
I couldn't believe it. I got up, did my usual morning thing. I was having my cup of coffee. I looked up the winning lottery numbers, and I saw that number 32 was the Powerball. And I'm like, 32? I knew that we had 32 four different times because Willie had been writing down how many different Powerball combinations we had. So I went to my lunchbox. I got the photocopy of all the tickets, and I'm going through them. Flip the page, go to the second page, see 32, I'm looking, huh? No. I look again, I'm like, no. And I immediately just started shaking, and I'm just staring at it, and I didn't know what to do. So I got up, I walked down the hall, I opened up the bedroom door, and I had to wake my poor husband up, who was no longer poor. And he rolls over, and I said, I really need you to wake up. And I walk over to the side of the bed, turn the light on, and I said to him, I think we won the lottery, and I need you to double-check me as I'm shaking. I turn the light on. He focuses his eyes. He looks. He's like, oh, my gosh. Then the next thing I did, I wanted to let everybody know, but I just couldn't. I wanted to be positive. I sent a text message to my supervisor, Tabitha, and she came back with that it was a little bit too early in the morning to be messing with her like that. And I'm like, yeah, no kidding. I'm like, I'm shaking. I need you to double check me. In the meantime, I gotta jump in the shower to get ready for work. And then she comes back with, I don't have it with me. It's on my desk, meaning the photocopy of all the tickets. I get done taking a shower, read her message, and I'm like, oh. I go and I get my phone, I take a picture of the photocopy of the ticket, and I send it to her. And she just comes back with, OMFG, and I finished getting ready for work, and I headed to work.
It has been an extremely rough year. Since then, but I did, when we lost everything, this whole group here and everybody that I worked with really pulled together and helped me through. And so, this has been like a great family for me. We lost our home in the storm. I was just renting. I didn't own it, but we lived there for 5 years, me and my daughter. So now I stayed with my brother for a few months and got a little apartment above a storefront. So the first thing I'm going to do is buy me and my daughter a home and bring my dog back home.
I'm just going to continue watching NASCAR racing on Sunday. Maybe I'll be at my log cabin on multiple acres of land. I don't want to be I can stay up here and talk to you all. I didn't do it.
I'm going to pay for it.
I think I can afford it. Maybe more air conditioning here. I would just like to thank everybody. Everybody's been so overwhelming to us all, and it's just happy, happy, happy. Thank you.
There were two other winning tickets. Paul White of Ham Lake, Minnesota, claimed his one-third of the jackpot on Thursday. The third ticket was sold in South Brunswick, New Jersey, but its owner has not come forward.